really a twofold expansion and twofold new earned revenue for us.
Musical Fair Executive Director Randall Kramer tells WBFO News the Cabaret will offer a new performance venue within the theater.
We're really at a point now where it's difficult for us to expand too much on the main stage, but what's exciting about this idea of a cabaret stage is that it's a different type of performance.
This expansion is considered the largest at a local theater building since Shays Performing Arts Center conducted major renovations in 1999. Kramer says construction of the 75-seat cabaret and lounge area is to begin this fall, with a completion of February 2014.
So the construction at that time will be outside of the building. And then our second show, Masterclass, closes on December 1st, 2013. And we look to then connect into the space do all the things we have to do inside.
Musical Fair stages musicals with some familiar themes and not so familiar themes that continue attracting audiences.
In the cabaret itself, we're going to be able to do even more unique things, you know, whether it be just a night of music where it's the American Songbook where we do all these classic theater songs, or maybe it's a night where theater songs are interpreted by an instrumental band with a lead singer.
Big shows planned for this fall's Musical Fair season include Lacage and The Who's Tommy. Musical Fair has raised $325,000 in private contributions for the $900,000 expansion project. It now begins its public campaign. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.